奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah, in the holy name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续同心见证真神的教会。
Let us continue to testify about the Church of the True God.
早上我们听见了真神的教会是唯一站立得住的教会。
In the morning, we heard that the Church of the True God is the only church that stands firm.
特别是在神愤怒的日子。神审判的日子站立得住。
Especially in the days of wrath and judgment of God, it is the church that stands firm.
平安的时候，顺利的时候，你站立得住，那不是真的能够站立。
If you are only able to stand firm in times of peace, that is not truly being
standing firm. 那个每个人都可以站立。
Because everybody will be able to stand firm.
能不能够站立，是在看风雨中，在患难中，在暴风雨中，你站立得住吗？
To see if you are really able to stand firm, it is when you are able to stand firm during times of storm.
无论是圣经还是见证，都告诉我们。
Whether it's true testimonies or true the Bible, it tells us.
真耶稣教会是神愤怒日子中唯一站立得住的。
That the church of the true Jesus Church is the only church that is able to stand firm during the wrath of God.
我们感谢神，荣耀归给神。
And we thank God and give glory unto Him.
那么我们继续来见证第六个见证。
Let us continue with the sixth testimony.
真诚的教会是一间怎么样的教会呢？
So what is the church of the true God like?
真诚的教会是神的葡萄园。
The church of the true God is the vineyard of God.
圣经讲的葡萄园就是原来就是神的教会。
So the vineyard that is stated in the Bible refers to the church of God.
主耶稣在约翰福音书十五章在讲葡萄园的道理。
In John chapter 15, the Lord Jesus was talking about the vineyard.
他不单只讲葡萄园的道理。
And he not only spoke of the vineyard.
主耶稣还更重要的讲出了葡萄园里面的六种信仰的状况。
And he even spoke of the six different situations and circumstances of faith.
我们读完圣经。
After reading the Bible,
或者听完见证,
after listening to these testimonies,
我们应该自己做个检讨。
We should self-reflect.
在葡萄园里面有六种不同的信仰状况。
There are two different states of faith.
那你跟我，我们是属于哪一种的状况？
But where do you and I belong?
这是我们要检讨的。
This is something that we have to self-reflect on.
要自己知道的事。
And it is something that we need to be aware of.
我们来看约翰福音书十五章。
Let us look at John chapter 15.
我们读一节到八节。
Let us read verses 1-8.
为什么要读到八节呢？
Why do we need to read till verse 8?
因为这个见证就是从第一节读到第八节，突然间就看到见证了。
Because
就进入意象里面了。
Because from verse 1 to verse 8, we will be able to go into this testimony.
来，我们一起读圣经。
Let's read together.
一二三，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的枝子。他就剪去，凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能够结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。那么呢，这个人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能够做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干了，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。一个外教会的一个诗班指挥，诗班的指挥负责人，他正在读约翰福音书十五章。
There was a choir conductor of a circular church, and he was reading John chapter 15.
他读到一节到第八节。
And he was reading from verse 1 to verse 8.
当他要继续读第九节的时候
，And as he was about to read verse 9,
突然间。他圣经这些字啊，圣经上写的这些字全部空白，全部不见。
The words that he saw in the Bible was empty.
怎么会变成空白呢
？Why was it empty？
这时候呢，圣经哦就显出一个葡萄园出来。
Then what he saw in the Bible was a vineyard.
圣经葡萄园就是从这十五章里面跑出来的。
And this vineyard appeared from chapter 15.
这时其实他已经进入那个意象里面了，灵里面意象里面去了。
And at that moment, he was already spiritually in this vision.
他看到这个葡萄园非常的漂亮。
And he saw a very beautiful vineyard.
一排一排很整齐的。
And they were all planted in rows very neatly.
那些葡萄都是满满累累满满的，都是结满这个葡萄的。
And they were all full of grapes.
而且那些葡萄都是有光的，好像在发光这样。
And those grapes were glowing.
天父栽种的葡萄园是很美丽的，是发光的。
The vineyard that is planted by our heavenly Father is beautiful indeed.
那这时呢，他就看到葡萄园里面显出一条河水。
Then he saw that a stream appeared in this vineyard.
那就听到有声音跟他说，这是生命的河。
Then he heard a voice that told him that this is a stream of life.
那他正在看这个葡萄园异象的时候，突然间这个葡萄园啊，变作一座圣殿，一座圣殿。
Then as he was looking at this vision, this vineyard suddenly became a church.
原来这圣殿就是神啊，这个葡萄园就是神的圣殿。
So this vineyard was actually the church of God.
然后这个圣殿呢，写作。真耶稣教会。
And the name of this church was True Jesus Church.
那个圣殿很高大，要上去要经过几个梯级上去的。
It was a very big church, and you had to go through a few steps to enter the church.
圣殿的门口有两位天使在守门，在看守。
And there were two angels standing right by the guarding the door.
这个外教会的信徒呢，负责人呢，司班负责呢。他读圣经，读到跑出葡萄园来。
So this conductor of this circular church read the Bible and he saw this vineyard.
然后葡萄园里面有一条生命的河水。
And he saw this stream of life in this
vineyard. 然后这个葡萄园突然间又变成圣殿，神的殿。
And this vineyard became the church of God.
他一看到这个圣殿呢，写作真耶稣教会，他不能接受。
And when he saw the name of the church, it's True Jesus Church, he couldn't accept it.
因为他对真耶稣教会没有好感。
Because he had no good feelings about True Jesus Church.
因为他也听了他的牧师讲说我们真教会不好的批评的一些话。
Because he has heard his pastor saying things about our church.
可是这个意象很清楚呀。
But this vision was so clear.
葡萄园，神的葡萄园就是神的殿。神的殿写作真耶稣教会很清楚呀。
The vineyard of God is the church of God, and this church is True Jesus Church. It is very clear.
那么呢？这时呢，天使就叫他哈，招手叫他上去，叫他上来。
Then at that moment, the angel waved and asked him to come over.
他要上到神的殿哦，有一级一级这样爬上去的，走上去的。
So he had to walk a few steps up to the door of the church.
这个圣殿的情形跟以西结先知看的圣殿情形是一样的。
And the state of this church is similar to what prophet Ezekiel saw.
以西结看的圣殿意象也是一级一级上去的。
The vision that Ezekiel saw was the same, where they had to
take steps up the church. 这些都有圣经道理、圣经的教训的。
So these all has the teachings of God.
那么他走到上去的时候呢，那个看门的天使，其中一个呢，手上拿着一碗白白的，里面装着白白圆圆的、透明的，不知道是什么东西。
So as he walked up, he saw in the hands of this angel, it was a bowl of clear liquid, and he did not know what it was.
天使拿着这碗东西，叫他说：“你拿来吃。”
So the angel told him to eat of this bowl.
神叫他吃白白的、圆圆的、透明的这个东西，他不知道是什么。
So God asked him to eat this bowl of clear white liquid that he didn't know what it was.
这么好的东西，天使给我吃东西一定是好的嘛？那我不能够独享啊！我要给我的司班成员。一起分享。
So he thought to himself that since the angel gave this to me, it has to be something good, and I cannot be selfish, and so I should share it with my choir members.
那在意象中哦，他回头哦去看他的司班成员，他回头这样看。
So in this vision, he turned his head to look at his choir members.
他就看到他自己本身的教会。
And he saw his own church.
结果这个教会呢，变成一座坟墓。
And that church became a graveyard.
我吓到他了。
It scared him.
这是他第二个他不高兴、不相信的地方。第二个不相信的地方。
This was the second point that he wasn't able to accept or believe.
我的教会，我常常经常敬拜神、侍奉神，怎么会我的教会是一个坟墓呢？
He said, this was the church that I always worshipped and served in. How can it be a graveyard?
如果是你，你也不能接受了。
So even if it was us, we would not be able to accept it as well.
不能接受是真教会就是神的葡萄园，真教会就是神的圣殿，他怎么能够接受呢？
The first thing he couldn't accept was that he couldn't accept that the vineyard was the church of God, and the church of God was through Jesus.
现在让他更难过的，更不能接受，就我他的教会怎么会变成一个坟墓？我的教会怎么会是坟墓啊？
And now he's so deeply saddened that his own church became a graveyard.
那么他这时就看到他的诗班成员，他带领的那班诗班成员呐、啊，就蹲在坟墓门口哦，在那边吃着饭。
And then he saw that all of his choir members were squatting by the graveyard and eating.
他们的饭里面呢，碗里面有鱼、有肉、有青菜。
And in their bowls, they had fish, had meat, and had vegetables.
哦，他又看看他手上天使给他的那碗。除了圆圆的、白白的、透明的，然后什么都没有。
And he looked at his bowl that the angel gave to him, and it was just a very thick, clear liquid.
因此，他看看他的碗，又看看他们的碗，又看看自己的碗，他都不好意思拿给人家吃了。
So he looked at his own bowl, looked at their bowls, and he felt ashamed to share his bowl with them.
你除了有白白圆圆的那些东西。什么都没有，人家的碗，人家的饭有鱼有菜有肉有啊有橄榄有叉烧的，知道吗
？He only had a very thick bowl of liquid, but their bowls had a lot of meat and vegetables.
你给人家这样吃，人家要吃嘛？什么都没有的。
Well, people want to have a taste of your bowl because there's nothing in it.
那到这个时候呢，这个意象就消失了。
Then this vision disappeared.
因为他心里不能够接受这两件事嘛。
Because he was unable to accept
the two things. 真耶稣教会就是神的葡萄园。
He was unable to accept that the true Jesus Church is the vineyard of God.
他本身的教会是一座坟墓。
And he was not able to accept that his own church was a graveyard.
所以他就马上跪下来祷告，问主耶稣。
So he immediately knelt down to pray and ask the Lord.
他说：“主耶稣啊，怎么会是这样呢
？”Say, Lord Jesus, how can it be?
这个意象是真的还是假？是从你来的还是假的？
Is this vision truly from you?
哦，他问那个真耶稣教会真的是主神是主耶稣你的教会吗
？Then he asked that is the true Jesus Church truly your church?、
然后这时有声音，听到有声音很清楚的告诉他。
Then at this moment he heard a voice that clearly told him.
你去找某某某姐妹。
Look for sister so and so.
那个名字也讲出来，你去找这个姐妹。
This voice mentioned this sister's name.
他心想，我不认识她呀。
But he was thinking to himself that he did not know this sister.
他在哪里？他住哪里呀、
啊、？And I do not know where she lives.
然后声音又告诉他：“你去找某某某姐妹，你就去找她。”
And then this voice repeated and told her to look for sister so and so.
因此他想，既然神告诉他要找这个姐妹，那是神一定会带领他的。
And he thought to himself that if God wants me to look for this sister, he will guide me to her.
那祷告起来呢，他就开始去问人家真耶稣教会在哪里。真耶稣教会在哪里
？So after he got up from his prayer, he started to ask around on where the true Jesus Church is located.
几乎所问的每一个人都没有人认识，也没有人知道在哪里。
And almost everyone that he asked did not know about the true Jesus Church.
因为那个国家是一个很敏感的国家了。
Because it is a very sensitive country.
我们教会的名字也没有，也不敢，也没有掉，也没有招牌，也不敢掉出来。不是不敢呐、是。不能够放招牌了。
And in that country, the name of our church will not be displayed outside the church.
那你要跑进去，你才看到名字是在教会里面的，外面是看不到的。
So the name of the church is only inside the church, and it will never be displayed
outside. 如果没有人带你你真的不知道在哪里。
So if no one were to bring you to our church, you will not be able to see it.
我怎么样去找这个姐妹，我去哪里找呀
？Then he was thinking to himself, where will I be able to find this sister?
他就心里祷告。
He prayed in his heart.
主啊，你既然叫我找这个姐妹，那你就带领我吧，我不知道她在哪里。
He said, Lord, I do not know where this sister is, but since you asked me to look for her, please guide me to her.
心中祷告过后呢，就听到有唱诗的声音。
And after he prayed in his heart, he heard voices of singing.
他跟着诗歌的声音走到一个小巷。一个小巷
and he followed the voice of the singing to this little road.
然后声音就停了。
And this voice, the singing stopped.
可是手上有很多间房子啊, 到底是哪一间呢?
But there were so many houses or buildings, 欸, he didn't know which one was it.
他就在那边, 哦, 静静地看, 静静看, 欸, 突然间听到好像有人讲道理的声音啊, 讲道的声音。
So he was quietly listening, and then he heard someone speaking a sermon.
他就轻轻推门进去啊。
Then he quietly pushed the door.
啊, 原来有一群人在那边聚会, 有人在讲道理。
So there were people there listening to a sermon, and there was someone speaking.
那么就安静地坐在一个角落。
So he quietly went and sat in a corner.
那个讲道的是一个姐妹。
The person who was speaking was a sister.
她正在讲应许的圣灵这篇道理。
And she was speaking of the promised Holy Spirit.
她也没有听过圣灵的那种见证。
And he had never heard testimonies of the Holy Spirit.
更没有听过圣灵讲灵言的那种声音。
And he has never heard speaking of tongues.
哇，他说这是什么教会来的呀？
Then he wondered to himself, what church is this?
然后呢，这个姐妹讲到完过后，刚要唱诗，第二次唱诗的时候。
Then after the sermon, as they were about to sing the closing hymn,
突然间门外进来一个人呐。
Someone entered from the door.
这个人看起来很平凡，又有点落魄，因为他穿的衣服哈。 很旧，然后有点好像补过的、破烂的，但是补过的。
So this person looked very normal, and he even wore very worn-out clothes.
讲清楚，就好像一个乞丐了。
So he kind of looked like the beggar.
讲清楚了，不是他看到了。讲清楚一点，他就像是一个乞丐了。
Oh, he looks like a beggar.
那。 可是他的衣服非常干净的。
But his clothes were very clean.
一般上乞丐都是肮肮脏脏啊，有个臭味嘛，他很干净的。
Because beggars are usually smelly, but he was clean.
聚会的那些弟兄姐妹，这个人是谁呀？他进来做什么呢？
So the brothers and sisters were wondering, who is this person and why is this person coming in?
然后这个像乞丐的人呢，走进来过后，他直接跑到那个讲道的人的面前，那个姐妹的面前。 在他面前转两圈，这样转两圈。
So this person, this person who looks like a beggar, came to this sister who was speaking, and he went two rounds around her.
然后这个像乞丐的人指着那个姐妹，那个讲道姐妹说：“真耶稣教会，你在这里做什么？”
And then this person who looked like a beggar said to this sister, "What are you doing in the True Jesus Church?"
讲了两次。
He repeated it twice.
这个陌生人像乞丐人突然间进来，突然间指着这个讲道的姐妹说：“真耶稣教会，你在这里做什么？”
So this beggar-looking person came in, pointed at this sister and asked her, "What are you doing in the True Jesus Church?"
讲完了，他就走了，就不见了。
And after he said this, he left.
这个时候，那个外教会的师班的那个姐妹才知道，哇，这里就是真耶稣教会啊！真耶稣教就是在这里啊！
Then at this moment, the conductor of the circular church finally realized that this is the True Jesus Church.
所以他很高兴的，马上起来问：“啊，你们认识某某某姐妹吗？你们认识这个人吗？”
So he was very excited. He stood up and asked the people around him that if they knew this sister.
这个讲道的姐妹看着他。
Then the brothers and sisters and this sister who was speaking looked at him.
因为没有人见过他，没有人认识他的。
Because no one has seen him, so they do not know him.
那么这个讲道的姐妹就笑笑说：“你找这个人，找这个姐妹做什么？有什么事吗？”
Then this sister smiled and say, "Why are you looking for this sister?"
那个我祷告的时候，圣灵叫我来找他呀。
Then he said that when I was praying, the Holy Spirit asked me to look for her.
那么这个姐妹有没有在这里呢？有还是没有？你告诉我呀。
So can you please tell me if this sister is here or not?
然后这个讲道的姐妹问：“圣灵叫你找她做什么？一定有原因呐。”
Then this sister said that if the Holy Spirit asks you to look for her, there has to be a reason.
她就开始做见证。
Then started to testify.
她说那天我读约翰福音书15章。
He said that that day, as I was reading John chapter 15,
我从第一节读到第八节。
I was reading from verse 1 to verse 8.
突然间要读第九节的时候，圣经就空白了，显出一个葡萄园出来。
And when as I was about to read verse 9, the Bible became empty, and I saw a vineyard.
而且葡萄园里面有一条河流。
And there was a stream in this vineyard.
有声音告诉我说，这是生命的河水。
And there was a voice that told me that that was a stream of life.
然后呢，这个葡萄园又变成一个圣殿，就是神的教会。
And this vineyard became a church, and that is the church of God.
因为我不接受这个意象里面的两件事。
But I did not accept two things that I saw in this
vision. 我祷告问主耶稣哪一件事真耶稣教会真的是你的教会吗？真的是神的葡萄园吗？
So I prayed and asked the Lord Jesus if the True Jesus Church is truly His church.
主耶稣没有回答我。
Jesus did not answer me.
主耶稣是叫我来找这个人。
Jesus asked me to look for this sister.
大家听到了哈利路亚，一直喊哈利路亚。
So when everybody heard it, they all said hallelujah.
神借着这个外教会的师范成员做见证，真耶稣教会就是神的葡萄园，神的葡萄园就是神的圣殿。
Through this conductor of this circular church, Lord Jesus testified that the vineyard is His church.
后来这个姐妹就说。我就是了，你要找的人，那个什么什么姐妹，我就是了。
Then this sister said that I am the sister that you have been looking for.
啊，感谢神啊，这个是我们在一个共产国家听到的见证。
We thank the Lord that this is a witnessing that we hear from the 共产党。
而且是透过一个外教会的司班负责人。来见证真耶稣教会就是神的葡萄园。
And this is true. This testimony is through the conductor of a circular church that testifies that the true Jesus Church is the Church of God.
葡萄园就是神的教会。
And the vineyard is the Church of God.
所以主耶稣说他是真葡萄树，第一节，那个这个葡萄园是天父栽培的，天父栽种的。
So in verse 1 it says that I'm the true vine and my father is the vine dresser.
所以这个教会是神的教会，因为这教会是他栽培的，他栽种的，他建立的。
Therefore this church is his church because he is the vine dresser.
那么那个为什么突然间跑出一个像乞丐的人呢？
But why did this person who looks like a beggar appear?
这个是神借着一个像乞丐的人，被人家看不起的人，落魄的人，人家不要的人，来替主耶来替教会做见证。
So Jesus used this person who looks so ordinary, or even look like someone that people might despise, to testify for God.
真耶稣教会，你在这里做什么的时候，那个外教会的信徒才知道这个就是真的。神借着一个像乞丐的人、落魄的人。见证这里是真耶稣教会。
Because when he said that, what are you doing in the True Jesus Church? This person finally knew that this church was True Jesus Church.
一般上哦，人呢、啊、
，as human beings,
人要用的人一定是有头有脸的，有身份、有地位的、有荣耀的。
We will use someone who has a status.
如果是有那些政府部门的首长啊、部长啊，或者大老板啊，来见证真耶稣教会，那我们就很有脸哦。
If there is someone,
我们就觉得很荣耀了。
If there is someone who is a government official or some big businessman to testify that this is the true Jesus Church, we will all be so proud.
我们人很喜欢这样的方法。
As human beings, we always like to use this kind of methods.
但圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
神常常他所做的，他所行的方法。是刚刚好我们人不要的，人看不起的，神就用他，神就是用那个你不喜欢的方法，你不用的方法，那神就用这个。
God always uses the ways that we do not use and the ways that we despise.
神却用一个像乞丐的人来替他做见证。
God used someone who looks like a beggar to testify for him.
那更奇妙的是，这个乞丐哦，住在那边的那些弟兄姐妹从来没有看过他。没有一个人看过他。
And what is more amazing is that the brothers and sisters who live there has never seen this person.
过后那几天哦，那些信徒不太，好像不太，就是不甘愿呐、啊，就一直在街上去找，在那个城市那边去找，看有没有遇到，都没有，再从来没有看过这个人。
So for the next few days, the church members tried to look for this person again, but they never found him.
因为乞丐一定好在那个人多的地方，在车站啦、啊，在餐厅啦、啊。在人多的地方出现的嘛，跑不掉的嘛，这几个地方一定有在的。
Because if you're a beggar, you will definitely appear in restaurants or in train stations where the crowd is.
而且他们是天天出来讨吃的。
And they will come out to ask for money every day.
你没有见到，其他人都会见到的。
And if you do not see him, others will see.
可是这个人突然间出现，突然间不见，突然间消失的。
But this person suddenly came and suddenly disappeared.
你说他是个普通人吗？
Do you think that he is an ordinary person?
圣经常常哦，天使化作一个平凡人，一个穷人出现。圣经常常都有。
In the Bible, the angels always appeared in the form of an ordinary person or a poor person.
所以在希伯来书哦，教导当时的信徒，也教导今日的信徒。
Therefore, in Hebrews, it teaches the members of that time and also members of today.
希伯来书13章,
let's look at Hebrews chapter 13.
第二节,
verse 2.
他交代信徒, 我们要记得, 要用爱心接待客旅, 接待客人。 我们要用爱心接待客人, 请翻译。
It says here, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers.
请注意哦, 用爱心哦。
You have to show them hospitality with love.
你没有爱心, 你是不会做接待工作的啦。
Because if you do not have love, you will not do this work of hospitality.
那么圣经为什么突然间要说, 因为曾经有接待客旅的, 不知不觉, 接待到天使了。
Then, but why did the Bible say, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware?
因为神也好, 天使也好, 常常在化作一个平凡人, 是这个贫穷人, 甚至是一个乞丐, 站在我们的面前, 出现在我们的面前。
Because God and the angel will often turn into a very ordinary looking poor person to be around us. They will not appear in the form of a rich man.
我们都很知道, 这节圣经是在讲, 亚伯拉罕不知不觉, 接待到三位天使, 一位是神, 两位是天使。
We all know that this refers to the people that Abraham welcomed, and that is God and two angels.
你知道亚伯兰为什么说他有爱心吗?
You know why we say that Abraham has love?
因为他现在接待的是贫穷人来的。
Because he was hospitable to those who were poor.
他所接待的不是财主, 不是有钱人来的。
He was not hospitable to those who are rich.
传道你怎么这样讲呢?
Preacher, why do you say so?
你自己看。
You can look at it
在当时的古代教会,
In 古代的生活, in the life that time,
这些哦, 他住在旷野嘛,
they lived in the wilderness.
如果你走远途, 你要到一个地方去, 都是走路的嘛, if 走很远的,
if you have to travel from one place to another, you have to walk a very long distance.
要不然坐在帐篷门口看, 我的天哪, 这三个人什么都没有, 水也没有, 包包也没有,
Abraham was seated outside his tent, and he saw that these three people had nothing with them, no water, no food, no
baggages.
Because if there were rich people, they will have camels, donkeys, food and water with them, but these three people had nothing.
要不然看到他就动了那种隐者之心啊，恻隐之心，很庸庸平高哦，很凄凉哦，这么贫穷。
So when Abraham saw them, he had a lot of sympathy for them and he wanted to take care of them.
因为他一讲话就说, 到我家洗洗手, 洗洗脚, 吃点东西, 这是最简单最直接的, 水跟食物, 最重要的, 要不然就提出这两个, 水跟食物,
so Abraham told them to come to his house, 对不对? To wash their hands and feet and eat some food. These are very basic things that he could provide.
这样的情形不是贫穷人是什么?
So if they were not poor, what were they?
所以圣经才会交代我们, 不知不觉接待到天使, 天使常常化作贫穷人出现。
So that's why the Bible says that some of us have entertained angels unaware, because 有时, they always come in the form of a poor person.
不用天使来化作平常人, 有时直接是贫穷人站在我们的面前出现在我们的家。
Sometimes you do not need an angel to come in the form of a poor person. It might be truly just a poor person that comes before us.
我们有接待吗?
Are we hospitable towards them?
神常常借着这种, 贫穷人啊, 我们看不起的人啊, 替他做见证。
God will always use poor people, people that we despise, to testify for Him.
这是真教会的特色，也是真教会的见证来的。
And this is the testimony of the true Jesus Church.
所以圣经保罗说, 在神的教会里面尊贵的不多，富有的不多。 有智慧的不多, 有没有?
Therefore, Paul said that those who are rich and have wisdom are not many in the true church.
几乎都是清一色都是贫穷人啊, 有钱人没有几个而已了。
We do not have many rich people, we have many who are poor.
这个见证在其他的重点是什么呢?
But what does this? What does all these testimony mean?
天使叫他吃的就是玛哪来的。
What the angel asked him to eat was manna.
这是从天上降下来的，那是养灵魂的，灵魂的食物来的。
This is from heaven, and this is a food that feeds your spiritual life.
真教会今天给信徒的，现在传道所讲的道理，就是在给你们吃manna。
What the True Jesus Church gives, what the preacher is speaking, is for your spiritual faith.
但是因为吃了几十年，像以色列人在旷野天天吃玛哪，吃到厌了，我们不要吃，我们要吃肉，我们要吃鱼，对不对？
But just like the Israelites in the wilderness, we've had this for so long, we do not want it, we despise it, we want meat, we want food.
所以真教会没有鱼没有肉给人家，但是真教会给的是天上的粮，神的道理。
The True Church does not give you fish or meat, but it gives you the truth of salvation.
这才是我们最重要的，是世人最缺乏的，也是最需要的，就是从天上来的生命的粮。
And this is what the people of the world need because it is lacking, and that is.
所以今天一些信徒贪爱世界的，
就
要吃肉要吃鱼的，那外教会很多。
But if you want to have fish and meat, you can go to the circular church.
你要鱼，要肉，要叉烧，要干肉，要什么都有，所以就去那边，那边很好。
If you want to have a sumptuous meal, you can go to those churches.
你要吃鱼、吃肉、吃干肉，你这个生活上没有吗？主耶稣没有祝福你吗？你吃不到干肉吗？你吃不到叉烧吗？
Does the Lord not bless you with a chicken or 叉烧 in your life?
这些都我们吃到厌了吗？
These are the things that we have had so much that we're bored of
it.
Because that only feeds our physical body.
可是我们现在是要养灵魂的，我们还有一个灵魂生命呢。
But now we need to feed our soul.
真教会给的就是这个灵魂生命需要的粮食。
And the True Church gives you food to feed your spiritual soul.
所以天使拿给这个外教会的这个信徒说：“你哪来吃？你就是吃这个，这个是灵魂的食物来的。”
So that's why this angel asked this conductor to eat of this.
所以一般的基督教会给人的就是肉体需要的。你的快乐啊，你的节目啊，你想要的啊，这些都他会给你，他会不断的鼓励你，都是世界的东西。
So the circular churches will give you what is of this world. They will give you encouragement. They will give you activities.
再来，这个他的教会为什么会变成坟墓呢
？And why did his church become a graveyard?
坟墓的意思就是死，里面装的都是死的。
Graveyard signifies death.
因为活人是不会住在坟墓的了，只有死了的死人才会住在坟墓。
Because a living person will not be living in the graveyard, only the dead will.
这个意象你叫他怎么接受呢
？So how could he accept this vision?
意思说，这些教会没有神的生命，没有耶稣的生命在里面。
It means that these churches does not have the life of God and Jesus in them.
不信神的话，不照神的话做，又抵挡神的话，怎么会有生命呢
？Because they do not do things in accordance to the will of God and the word of God,
so how will they have life? 都是死人啊。
So therefore, in the eyes of God, they're all dead.
没有生命啊。
Because they do not have life in them.
整个教会做到再漂亮，也是坟墓来的。
No matter how beautiful the church might look externally, it is a graveyard.
当然，我们这样讲，如果外教会的信徒在，一定很不高兴。
Of course, if members of the circular churches hear this, they will be very
不要讲你不高兴，那个看这个异象见证人，他本身就是外教，他也很不高兴，他也很不能接受呀。
Just like this person who saw this vision, he was very unhappy as well.
但是这是神的启示，神的异象，神的见证来的。
But this is the prophecy of God and the vision of God.
我们感谢真神。
We thank the true God.
真神的教会是神的葡萄园。
That his true church is the vineyard.
也是神的殿，神的教会。
And it is also the temple and the church of God.
注意，是透过一个外教会的信徒所做的。
Please take note that this is a testimony given by a member of the circular church.
见证我们听过了。
So we have heard this testimony.
我们现在来讲这篇道理的第二个重点。
Let us talk about the second important point of this.
就是主耶稣讲葡萄园里面的六种信仰。
Is that the Lord Jesus has spoken of the six types of faith in the vineyard.
我们再开始谦卑的对照一下，我们是属于哪一种？
Let us with a humble heart reflect and think that which situation do we fall in.
第一种信仰状况。
The first situation.
就是第二节。
Verse 2.
凡属我、属耶稣的，可是呢，他是不结果子的。
That the every branch in me that does not bear fruit.
请注意哦，这个不结果子的呢，这些不结果子的呢，是属耶稣的哦。凡属我，就是属耶稣的，因为这个是耶稣在讲嘛。凡属我，可是他不结果子的，属耶稣但是不结果子的信徒，属耶稣但是是不结果子的信仰。
These branches that does not bear fruit belong to him, because it says here every branch in me that does not bear fruit.
你的信仰是这样吗？
Is your faith like that?
你说你是真耶稣教的信徒，是神的儿女。
You say that you are a member of the True Jesus Church and you are a child of God.
但是有结果子吗？
But do you bear fruit?
他这里说不结果子。
Yes, it says that it does not bear fruit.
不结果子跟不能结果子是不同的事哦。
Does not
不结果子跟不能结果子是不一样的哦。
Does not bear fruit and cannot bear fruit is different.
耶稣说他不结果子，不是他不能结果子，是他不要结果子。
Here it says that does not bear fruit. It means that they can bear fruit, but they don't.
你看到这个重点没有？
This is the point.
第一个信仰状况不是他不能够结果子，他能够结果子的，可是他不要结果子。
So it is not that this person cannot bear fruit. He can, but he does not
want to. 我问你，你今天安息日你能不能够来聚会来守安息日？
Now let me ask you, can we come for Sabbath service?
以前很多理由说我要做工啊，因为以前是拜六也有做工的，有没有？
Last time we will say that we have work because we need to work even on Saturday.
那有一些公司是做半天的，赶不来，赶得很辛苦，赶不来。
And some companies they operate for half a day, so you have to rush to come.
大家都知道安息日都没有做，没有上班了，都是休息的。
Now all of us know that we do not work on Saturdays.
你可以来聚会的。
You can come for services.
你可以守安息日的。
You can keep the Sabbath.
可是你不来聚会，不守安息日。
But you do not come for service and you do not keep
the Sabbath. 你可以结出安息日的果子，敬拜的果子，你不结果子，你不要来。
You can bear this fruit of keeping the Sabbath, but you do not.
这个就是第一种状况。
That is the first situation.
你可以结果子，可是你不结果子。
You can bear fruit, but you do not bear fruit.
这个事情就严重了。
And that is serious.
第二种信仰状况。
The second situation.
第二节中间，凡结果子的。第二节信仰状况是他结果子的。
So in verse 2 it talks about bearing fruit.
感谢主咯，因为他结果子咯。
Because it says it's every branch that does bear fruit.
可是，请你看下去，耶稣继续讲什么
？So we thank God because they bear fruit, but please continue to read.
凡结果子的，主耶稣就拿来修理他。
But if they bear fruit, he prunes them.
哎呦，我的天哪！我都已经结果子了，耶稣还要修理我。
I'm already bearing fruit, but Jesus still wants to prune me.
什么叫做修理？你看人家，你看过人家修剪果树吗？修剪那些花草，你看过吗
？Prune the trees.
就是哈，它本来都已经有开花了的，就拿来剪。它的叶子又拿来剪掉，它的枝子又拿来剪掉。哎呦，我的天哪！
Means they
剪掉不通的咩？
Already
它有生命的，你知道吗？它有感觉的，知道吗
？They already have leaves, but they still cut them. Isn't it painful because they have life?
那些树、那些果子都是有感觉的，有生命的。
Because there are life in these leaves and fruits.
那些种果树的人、种花的人都知道，为了让它结更多果子，为了让它的花开得更美丽、更多花，剪它。
But for those who do gardening will know that for them to bear more beautiful flowers or fruits, you have to prune them, you have to cut. That is for them to bear more fruit.
所以你今天不要自满自足。
So let us not be too complacent.
感谢主，我有来守安息日啊！我不像那个人啊，我不像那个信徒不来啊，我来啊。
I thank God I'm not like that member who doesn't come. I come for Sabbath services.
你以为来参加聚会的神就满意吗？耶稣就满意吗
？Do you think that Jesus will be satisfied just because you come for Sabbath services? Jesus will not be satisfied.
因为他知道你可以结更多果子，你不单只是可以结守安息日的果子，你还可以结更多其他的果子，你可以的。
He knows that you can bear more fruit.
但是你不愿意结啊。
But you are unable to.
你认为这样就好了啊。
Because you think that
it is enough. 来聚会就好了啊，听听道理就 OK 了。
That is, it is okay if I just come to service.
耶稣说，为了让你结更多果子，我就要修理你。
So Jesus said, for you to bear more fruit, let me prune you.
就要管教你，就要鞭打你。
To chastise you.
所以有时候会受到很多的一些信仰的功课，一些磨练。
So sometimes you go through the testing of your faith.
你觉得我不来啊，我来哦，不来聚会就没有事，我来聚会就有这么多事。
So you will feel that everything is fine if you don't come for services, and once you come, you have a lot of issues.
你遇到这种心情，你就知道主耶稣要让你结更多果子了。
But if you are faced with such a situation, you should know that the Lord Jesus wants you to bear more fruit.
这是第二种情形。
That is the second situation.
第三种信仰状况。
What about the third situation?
第二节的最后一段。
That is in the latter portion of verse 2.
结更多果子，结果子更多，结果子更多。
And that is to bear more fruit.
这个是第三种信仰状况，你为什么结果子更多，比以前更多呢
？And this is the third situation in our faith on why we should bear more fruit.
这因为被主耶稣修理过后的一个结果。
That is an outcome of being pruned by the Lord Jesus.
我以前以为来聚会就好了，一个礼拜聚会一次就好了。
In the past, I think that it is sufficient for me to come once a week for service.
被主耶稣管教之后，这耶稣鞭打过后。
But after being chastised by the Lord Jesus.
啊，我明白了。
I understand.
我不敢了。
I do not dare anymore.
我现在不单只要来聚会，我还要学习侍奉神，我还要服侍主。
I don't
want to be
come for services. I want to serve Him and do divine work.
是吗？因为受到管教，受到主的责备，受到主的鞭打管教，才有这种表现嘛。
Because after going through the chastise and the rebuke of God, we will be able to have manifest this.
所以第三种状况，被主耶稣修理过后，感谢主，他结果子更多，比以前更好。
And the third situation is that after being pruned by the Lord Jesus, we bear even more fruit.
第四种信仰状况。
The fourth situation of faith.
就是第四节的中间。
That is in the middle portion of verse 4.
枝子若不常在葡萄树上。 他自己呢，这个枝子呢，自己就不能结果子。第四种信仰状况就是不能结果子，不能。
The fourth situation is that a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in a vine, because it cannot bear fruit.
我比较同情的是第四种。I
have more sympathy towards these categories.
第四种呢，他很想要结果子。 可是呢，他却不能够结果子。
Because they want to bear fruit, but they cannot.
它跟第一种不一样。
They are different from those in the first situation.
第一种是他可以结果子，他不要结果子。
Because in the first category, they can, but they do not bear fruit.
第四种是他很想要结果子，可是有心无力，他结不出果子。
But for those that in this fourth category, they want to bear fruit, but they cannot.
这种信徒我们在教会也有。
We also have these members in church.
什么叫做他不能结果子？
What does it mean by not being able to bear fruit?
我们教会不是很多信徒一些姐妹嫁给外邦人吗？
We have a lot of sisters who marry non-believers.
还没有结婚前就什么都可以，什么都答应，什么都知。OK，给你去聚会，给你去什么都OK。结了婚什么都不OK。
Before they get married, the husband will say, "Oh, yeah, you can come to church, you can do whatever you want." But after marriage, everything is a no.
不但是不给你来，你来还打你哦。
He does not let you come, and if you come, he might beat you up. He might threaten to divorce you. You really want to come to church because it's the Sabbath day, but you can't.
或者他就带你去哪里，哪里有节目，反正就是把你带走。
He will plan a lot of activities or make up a lot of reasons.
你生了孩子也很想了孩子来受洗成为神的儿女。
And you might want you even want your children to get baptized.
你都很想要做这种结出这样的果子。
You want to bear such fruits.
不给你。
But you can't.
所以你结不出来。
Therefore, you cannot bear these fruits.
这样的信徒状况也不少哦，不是没有。
We have quite a number of our members that are in this situation.
他很想来聚会，但是不能够来。
They want to come, but they cannot.
好，那第五种信仰状况是什么？
So what is the fifth category?
第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
五节的中间。
Middle portion.
藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。那么这个人呢，就 多结果子，第五种状况就是多结果子。
So in verse 5, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit.
这个跟第三种状况不一样的。
So this is different from the third situation.
第三种状况是结果子更多，是被修理过后才结果子更多，不然他不会结更多。
For those that in verse in the third category that bears more fruit, that is after pruning.
那第五章的多结果子，不断的结果子，结果子更多，多结果子，那是 automatic 的，自动多结果子，不用主耶稣责骂，不用主耶稣管教，不用传道来责骂，都不用。 automatic 自己结果子。
What is in verse 5? It is that these people automatically bears much fruit.
这种第五种信仰状况是最成熟的信仰，也是最真实的信仰。
And it is the most true and mature state of faith.
以前还要父母亲骂，要父母亲讲，要传道不断的来勉励，甚至责备，才甘愿来，来了也不太甘愿的，那个心那个脸黑黑的。
In the past, you might need your parents to ask you to come, and the preachers will rebuke you, and then you come, and then you are not happy about it.
第五种，我不用你讲，不用你骂，我就不断的结果子啊，很自然的结果子，自然的、成熟的、自动的。
But for those that are in the fifth category, they are very mature, they automatically bear
做圣工也不一定要说要有牌才做，没有牌我也会做的，没有安排我也会去做的。
They will not only do divine work
when it is scheduled for them.
At any time you are ready to serve. For example, if the pianist is not here, you will automatically come and play because you are ready to serve God.
那个信徒听说他要来，没有车载他。 OK，我知道了，我就自动去载的。 没有教会打电话给我的，不用教会安排的，我自动去载他了。automatic.
If you hear that this member cannot, is unable to drive to church today, you will automatically fetch him without needing the church to ask for your help.
在信仰中，在生活中，常常自动的结出很多果子来，自动的，不用交代，不用安排的。
They will automatically bear a lot of fruits in their life.
这是最成熟、最真实的信。
And that is the most mature. Mature and true faith.
就这么自然，很自然。
Because it comes very naturally.
这种信仰很漂亮。
And such faith is very beautiful.
那第六种信仰状态。
And what is the sixth situation?
那个第五种状态，多结果子， automatic 结果子的，主耶稣说，如果是这种信仰哦，就我们的天父就得荣耀了。第八节。
For those that are in the category of verse 5, in verse 8, it says that by this my Father is glorified.
而且呢，我们也是真正是神的门徒，主耶稣的门徒。
That you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
我们看再读第八节。
Let us read verse 8.
1:3，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也真的是我的门徒。 所以 automatic 的信仰，不是因为有安排才做，没有安排也做，不是我做完了没有选到我，我不做了，因为没有选到我也不是，没有选到我我还是做，默默的做，安静的做，静静的做。
So if you're in this fifth category, you are very proactive in serving the Lord. And by doing so, you will be able to glorify the Father. And Jesus even said that that proves that you are my disciple. Because you are not doing this for men to see. Because you are truly doing it for God. Whether you are chosen or not, or scheduled or not, you will serve me.
负责人一定要去开会吗？你自己想想看你这句话是什么意思？你自己去想。
So for the person who raised this question in the Q&A, asking if the church leaders should need to go for meetings, please think about this.
默默地侍奉神，我们选到教会负责人，难道还不做吗？不开会，你怎么处理事情呢？ 你怎么来互相沟通呢？
Even for members,
怎样来负责呢？
Who are not elected, they serve God. You as an elected person to serve God, you definitely need to attend meetings to be able to run the church.
谢谢你告诉我这件事，告诉我们这件事了。
But I thank the Lord that you have mentioned this to us.
你不告诉我这件事，传道不知道教会的负责人原来软弱到这样哦，信仰。 这么幼稚，幼稚到这种程度哦。老师长，我也不知道，可能你也不知道。
If you did not raise this, then the preacher would not know that we have such, our leaders have such immature faith.
又或者，那个问问题的人本来就很清楚道理，他就知道，可是他替人家问也有可能。Or
maybe this person is asking this question on behalf of somebody.
是要透过传道的嘴巴来教导、来提醒。
And he,
不一定是指那个人啊,
This person has to use the preacher's mouth to convey this message to someone else.
无论如何，这两次的疑难问答哦， 让我对苏邦教会的信仰啊，信徒的信仰多一层的了解。谢谢你们呢。
But no matter what, I thank all of you that because that through these two sessions of Q&A, I'm able to understand the members of Suban better.
葡萄园里面的第六种信仰状况。
So the sixth type of situation in situation of faith in this vineyard,
最宝贵的,
it is the most precious.
第六种状况是什么，知道吗？
So what is the sixth situation?
这个第六种就要看16节了。
And let's look at verse 16.
好，来，我们一起读16节。
Let's read together.
1:3，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子。 叫你们的果子长存。第六种信仰状况就是他结出的果子是长存的，果子长存。
So the sixth category, they bear fruit and their fruit will abide.
这个是最宝贵的。
And that is the most precious.
知道为什么传道这样讲吗？
Do you know why the preacher says so?
你看以前在带领我们、教我们那些、教我们这个宗教教育我们的老师。
Let us look at our RE teachers.
又或者当初在教会被选为负责人的那些热心的信徒。
Or the members who were elected to serve God in the past.
请问这些人现在在哪里？
Where are these people now?
他们还在的，还没有死的，还没有进天，还没有上天国的，还在世上的。
They're still around on earth.
你在教会看到他吗？
Do you see them in church?
有看到他在侍奉神吗？
Do you see them still serving God?
有些连教会都没有来了。
Some of them do not even come to church anymore.
就是他以前有接触侍奉的果子，有接触那些工作很多很多果子，他都有接触了。
In the past, they have bore many fruits and even bore fruits of service.
可是这些果子不能够长存呢、啊，不能够存留下来。
But these fruits were unable to abide and stay.
这些以前做的工作，那些果子掉光了，没了。
Whatever fruits that they've bore in the past have all fallen.
有些果子被风吹掉了。
Some of them were blown away by the wind.
有些果子被虫吃掉了。
Some of them have been eaten by the birds.
有些果子啊，哦，反正各种原因哦，没有了。
Due to many reasons and circumstances, they lost all their fruit.
以前很多的哦，以前这棵树结很多果的哦。
In the past, this tree used to bear a lot of fruit.
今年去看，一粒果子都无，一粒都无。
But now, when you look at it, it is barren.
那些果子跑去哪里了？
Where did the fruits go?
掉光了。
They've all fallen.
被风吹掉的，被鸟吃掉的，被虫蛀的，什么都有。
Some have been eaten by worms, birds, and some have been blown by the wind.
你以前结的这么多果子都没有了。一粒都没有了，那不是又等于空吗？
So even though you have had a lot of fruit in the past, but you are empty now.
所以我们哈，无论结多少果子，那个最后重点，果子要长存，常常都存在。
So no matter how much fruit we bear, we have to remember that at the end, what matters most is that it should abide.
因为主耶稣来检查我们的果子的。
Because the Lord Jesus will check on our fruits.
有没有？耶稣说他到那棵树上，那个树下。去看有没有结果，去寻找有没有结果。
Because he will go,
去寻找，去查看。
He will go to the tree and inspect and see if this tree is bearing fruit.
结果看到一粒果子都没有，果子不见了。
And if he sees that this tree that has bears no fruit,
耶稣生气的说：“把它砍了吧！”耶稣咒诅那棵树，把它砍了吧。
If he's angry, he will chop down the tree.
我们这些果子，特别是敬拜神的果子、侍奉神的果子、信仰的这些果子，都要常常存着。你不是说我去年我有来聚会，今年你就不用来聚会。你不能够说我上个月有来侍奉神，我这个月就不用服侍。
You have to continue to bear fruits of coming for services and fruits of service because you cannot say that I come for services in the past, I do not come now, or I serve in the past, I do not serve now.
无论主耶稣几时来检查我，明天也好，后天也好，无论他随时随地来检查我的果子都在，我们的果子都在。
We have to be prepared.
叫做果子常常存在。
We have to be prepared that no matter when the Lord Jesus comes to look at our fruits, we always have our fruits with us.
所以你就明白了为什么说第六种信仰状态是最宝贵。
That's why you will understand that why we mentioned that the sixth category is the most precious.
我讲完这篇道理过后
，After finishing the sermon,
有个信徒走到我的面前。
A member came forward to me.
他说传道。你说刚才所讲解的信仰六种状况，在我家里全部都有。
He said, "Preacher, the six categories that you mentioned, I have them all in my family."
我听了，你听了有什么感想
？So how do you feel after listening to this?
他的话听了，让传道有让我欢喜，也让我忧，让我快乐，也让我担心。
What this person shared made me happy, but also worried at the same time.
快乐是因为。他家里有人 有些信徒有些信仰都是结果子的。
I'm very happy because some of their faith actually bears fruit.
有些果子都长存的。
And some of their fruits abide and stay.
但是忧伤的也等于说也有人不结果子的。
But I'm worried because some of them do not bear fruit.
可以结，但是他不结的。
They can, but they do not.
然后也有一些是他很想结，但是没办法结的。
And some of them really want to bear fruit, but They cannot.
这个信徒说：“传道，你所讲的这六种信仰状况，我家里全部都有。”
So this member said that for the six situations that you've mentioned, I have them all in my family.
这是主耶稣讲的葡萄园的道理，葡萄园的信仰。
And this is the teaching that the Lord Jesus has mentioned about the faith of the vineyard.
原来在真神的教会里面，我们有六种信仰中啊，各种不同的信仰状况。
Therefore, in the Church of God, we have all these different situations of faith.